on the outside of home?
An ear of corn.
Oh, shuck.
Okay. And when you take those off, you say you're going to do what to the corn?
I'm going to shuck it.
Okay. And what do you call that thing that comes out the top? The
tassel.
Okay.
Or tassel.
Which do you say?
It's either one.
Okay.
So the dictionary says
okay.
Either one or either one is correct.
Yeah. And what do you call that stuff? That stringy stuff in the corn ear?
I bet. Silk.
Okay. The kind of corn that's just tender enough to eat right off the cob is?
It's just ready to eat. It's
okay, what do you call that kind of corn?
Tender.
Okay. What other kinds of corn is there?
Well, there's sweet corn and then there's just field corn.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Field corn?
Yeah, between the two. What's the difference between
Well, sweet corn is a little tiny grain.
Uh-huh.
And that's all it's fit for.
Just
is
eat.
To eat
uh-huh.
human being consumption.
Uh-huh.
And the other is to be dried and fed to horses and mules and even cows, you know.
Uh-huh.
And but you, while it's good and tender, well, you can cut it off of the cob or cook it on the cob and eat it.
Uh-huh.
The regular old field corn, and I like it better.
Do you really?
Oh yes.
How come?
Well, it has a better flavor.
Uh-huh.
And the other's just sweet.
Yeah. What do you call that thing that you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Pumpkin.
Okay. And what do you call that small, yellow, crook-neck kind of thing?
Squash.
Okay. Excuse me, is there any name for it when you let it dry?
No, it'll finally rot. It won't. Now, a pumpkin will last forever, nearly, you know,
yeah.
a long time.
Yeah.
If you let it mature on the vine to begin with.
Uh-huh.
But squash, after a few days, it'll die. It'll begin to mature, deteriorate,
uh-huh.
rot.
What all kinds of melons did y'all used to raise?
Well, you have cantaloupes and muskmelon, and I don't know the difference except one's a lot bigger than the other. The muskmelon is a big one.
Oh, uh-huh.
And the cantaloupe, you know, they get pretty good size, but they don't, the other are oblong, you know, kind of like, shaped more like a watermelon.
I see.
Only they're smaller, you
yeah.
know.
Uh-huh.
And then they have regular little old cantaloupes,
uh-huh.
and they're usually round,
uh-huh.
and, you know.
I love cantaloupes.
I do too. I don't know of anything I like better than to scramble an egg and make a good piece of buttered toast and a slice of cantaloupe for my breakfast. Bacon to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I really love it.
Are there different kinds of watermelon?
Oh, yes. I don't know exactly what kind, but there's a lot of them.
What do you call those little white things shaped like an umbrella and they come up in the grass?
Toadstool.
Can you eat those?
Well, certain kinds.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to show you one that petrified in my yard.
It petrified in your yard?
Hmm?
It petrified?
Petrified. I didn't do a thing to it.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
That is amazing. It did petrify.
It turned that color. You see, that's where it was growing into the ground.
Yeah.
Looks like an ear, doesn't it?
It does. Very brown ear. Well, that's a strange thing I ever saw.
Uh-huh. And the Mexican woman that found it, she was cleaning out around a bush out there.
Uh-huh.
She brought it to me, and I kept it. And she came back in a little bit,